Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Take Off with John Clark, and this is another special edition. We just came from the Phillies clubhouse, interviewing a lot of the players as they celebrated winning the wild card round and going back to the NLDS. What an incredible performance by Aaron Nola and Zach Wheeler, giving up a total of one run in sweeping the Marlins, and now they've got a rematch with the Braves. I just want to remind you, the Phillies were 4-3 in Atlanta this year. Yeah, the Braves won the season series, but the Phillies proved they can win down there, and Aaron Nola pitched well against the Braves this year. So enjoy these conversations, lots of chaos, but here are your Phillies celebrating, moving on to the NLDS.
All right, we are here with Bryson Stott to hit your first grand slam in the playoffs in that moment. How special?
Yeah, I didn't even know that was my first grand slam, so I think that might be my first one ever. So yeah, it was pretty cool, and to do it in a game like this was awesome.
So you were obviously looking first pitch fastball. What did you study and look at earlier to make you look for that first pitch fastball?
Yeah, I mean, I don't swing at the first pitch often, and I mean, it was a fastball in, and I just got to it, so it was good.
Was that the loudest you've heard Citizens Bank Park, or could you hear anything?
I couldn't really hear anything. I was yelling to the dugout, and I couldn't even hear my own words, so running around the bases, it was kind of a blackout, so I didn't really hear that.
How do you think your bat spike compares to Rhys Hoskins last year?
I didn't know I did that either until Stubbs told me. I don't know. I have to go back and watch it. But he texted me before the game, and I mean, we miss him. And I mean, I think it's pretty cool that I did that. So
it is really hard to hear you right now. But am I hearing you say you don't remember any of that?
I don't remember the spike of the bat. No. Wow. And I lost my voice today too. So.
How special is this experience? Such a young age, couple years in the majors. And now you're going back to the NLDS, keep clinching these playoffs.
Yeah, it's awesome. Last year, some of the veteran guys were like, I was waiting 11 years, 9 years, whatever it may be. And, I mean, we got a special group, and winning is always fun, especially with these guys.
Pretty cool. You're going to have a rematch with the Braves?
Yeah, pretty cool. I mean, they're in our division, and, I mean, they're a good team, and so are we. So it should be fun.
All right, we are here with Bryce Harper, and to see Bryson Stott come up and to have a moment like this, you've seen him since he was a kid. How special of a moment was that?
It's incredible. I mean, I was smiling and laughing right when he hit it at second base. I was just so happy for him. Gave him a big hug, told him that was his moment, man. It's I love moments for guys. You know, I love moments in sports, and that was a moment for him. So really cool to see.
He said he didn't even remember doing the bat spike and everything else. He just forgot about. Have you been in moments like that?
Yeah, I mean, it's you saw it last year at Rhys. I mean, anytime that you're in those moments, you don't really think about it. You know, you just go out there and kind of just react. You react to the fans, you react to the atmosphere, you react to, you know, just the moment. It's really cool.
Bryce, what can you say about your starting pitchers that went out there in game one and game two and shut down the Marlins?
Yeah, ace one and ace two, man. They went out there and did their job. Just fun to watch, you know, Wills yesterday, Nola the same. I mean, Nola, time in and time out, does his job and does his thing. And it's so much fun to watch. He went out there, JT called a great game the last 2 days, and but Knowles, man, that was very impressive tonight.
A couple of the guys were saying they think this year's team is better than last year's, but Alec Bohm said something interesting. He thinks you guys trust each other even more this year. Have the relationships grown even more?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, anytime you're playing and you're evolving as a team or an organization, you're going to rally around each other that much more. No matter, you know, how old you are, how young you are, where you're from, what you do, we don't care. You know, if you can help us win games, we want you. So, you know, just being able to do this with the group of guys that we have, there's nothing like it.
Final question for you. I know you talk about it all the time, the atmosphere. But is it impressive that it just keeps going and maybe gets even better?
That's what it's all about. We got to keep this thing going, right? And, you know, if people want to come and see it, they better come see it because there's nothing like it.
Thanks for your time. Congrats. All right, we are here with JT Realmuto. And first of all, the job that Aaron Nola and Zach Wheeler did back-to-back in these two games.
Seems familiar, doesn't it? I mean, couldn't ask for more out of those two guys. It's exactly what they did for us last year. They come in, they set the tone for our entire team. Hopefully we can go on a pretty special run like we did last year off of their momentum they gave us.
I asked you last night how early you knew Zach Wheeler was on. How about tonight with Aaron Nola?
Right away, same thing in the bullpen. I mean, he was just spotting up every pitch he threw. Flandy, the bullpen catcher, when I hopped in, he said he's got his good stuff tonight. So I knew pretty early on he was going to be pretty special.
It's interesting, David Robertson last year won a game for you in the wild card round in St. Louis. You hit a home run off him. Is there familiarity there?
I'm not going to lie. There is, but he blew me away with the first fastball he threw because he was throwing a little harder than I'm used to seeing from him. But D-Rob's an incredible pitcher. He just left. I got a good fastball to hit late in the count, put a good swing on it.
How unbelievable for Bryson Stott. And what was he ready for in that situation, first pitch?
Clearly ready for a fastball. Yeah. I mean, what a swing that was. That was incredible. He stepped up in huge moments for us all year long, and none of them were bigger than that one. I mean, against an extremely tough lefty like that, most people don't realize how hard that is to do what he pulled off tonight.
How about Citizens Bank Park tonight, celebrating, clinching, going back to the NLDS here? You told me you got chills last night.
They bring the noise, man. I mean, these fans here are incredible. I get chills every time I walk up the steps before a home game here, especially in the playoffs. You just feel the energy from the first step you take on the field, and they didn't let us down this series.
Final question for you. Rematch with the Braves. How special?
That's what you're looking for. I mean, we want to compete with the best. To get a World Series, we're going to have to beat the best, and the Braves were the best team in the regular season, so obviously they have a phenomenal team, and we're looking forward to the challenge.
Thank you so much. Enjoy it in that clubhouse. All right, we are joined here by Aaron Nola. You getting used to these clinching situations?
God, I never get old, I'll tell you that. It's awesome, man. Glad we got to pull these two games out with the Marlins. Good team, man. But we're going to enjoy this one and get ready for Atlanta in a couple days.
How special is it to be on the mound for the clinching of the playoffs the last couple years, the NL wild card? Keep it going, huh?
Yeah, it's awesome, man. Definitely grateful for that. Wheels starts us off, man. Nasty as always, and I want to try to copy what he did. So it's nice it's worked out the past couple times, but it's a good series against these guys.
We saw a shot on TV in the dugout. Were you checking your pulse, or was Bryce Harper checking your pulse?
No, it's just a joke.
Yeah?
Yeah, I don't even remember doing it, to be honest with you, but it's just a running joke from over the years.
What have you found over the last month especially, and it seems like you got a new pitch. What have you found?
Honestly,
well over the last month.
Yeah, honestly, just tweaked a little things in my mechanics just to stay squared up to the plate a little bit more, and I was kind of stepping across my body more than usual, so I was kind of losing sight of my ball. So just kind of tweaked that a little bit and just tried to stay square, try to simplify it.
Zach Wheeler said he got chills last night when he went out to the bullpen before the game. When did you start to feel the crowd?
You know, man, I mean, we're both pretty chill guys around, but when we take the step on the field and everybody's already there when you go warm up, it's pretty sweet, man. It gives you some extra energy and a little more off, but they were awesome tonight as usual, so it was fun.
Do you think this team is better than last year when you add in the experience you got with the postseason last year?
Yeah, I think so. We had some really good additions this offseason, of course, and a lot more guys experienced the postseason, so I'm just happy for the young guys this first time, man. Took me a while, took JT a while, took several guys a little while, so I'm just happy those guys get the experience earlier in their career.
Final question for you. You pitched pretty well against the Braves this year. Got a rematch with Atlanta, and you're 4-3 down there. How excited for the rematch?
It's going to be exciting, man. Obviously, they're a good team, right? We're familiar with them, and they're familiar with us, so it's going to be a hard-fought battle. We're excited. We're looking forward to the series.
Congratulations. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Appreciate it. All right. We are joined by Alec Bohm in the middle of a little shower. This doesn't get old, does it?
Never. Never gets old. This is why we play. This is
why we show up every day. How impressive were your starting pitchers, Zach Wheeler and Aaron Nola, in this series?
They're horses, man. That's what they do. They show up, they take the ball for us every day, and they go deep in the games. And, you know, nothing different this series. Wheels does his thing, and Knowles, you know, does what he's done here for a really long time. And, you know, really happy for a guy who, there's no better guy to pitch a big game in this stadium than Nola.
We've seen you offensively, but how proud are you of your growth defensively?
Yeah, man, I mean, just to be out there and be able to take away runs and, you know, make the routine play and then do a little bit more, it's, you know, just really just doing my part, you know, making plays and doing what I got to do.
I asked you earlier today about this team being better than last year's team, and you said something interesting, that there's even more trust this year. Can you tell us about that?
It's just being around each other more. You know, we lost a couple pieces, but we gained a couple pieces. It's, you know, but just the core group, you know, it's just another year around each other. And, you know, we get to watch each other play every day. So you just get that confidence in each and every guy. And, you know, guys are going to come up big in big spots.
Final question for you. I remember last year you saying you love this place. Does it keep getting better?
I still love this place. Still love this place.
All right, we are here with Brandon Marsh. And Brandon, this team, how amazing is it collectively as a team?
It's a special, special group. I'm thankful just to be a part of it, man. It's a special group of guys, special staff, a special city. It's a place to be.
Have you gotten even closer as a team this year?
Oh yeah, for sure, definitely. It's hard to say that, but yeah, we have. It's been a long year of ups and downs. We're just all blessed to be here in this moment right now.
How about your game one and game two starters, Zach Wheeler and Aaron Nola? What they do to set the tone?
Like you said, they set the tone for us. They went out and got 3-on-3 down both games and got after it. So it was an impressive outing from our two guys right there. And the bullpen came in and closed it all down, and the hitters hit. Roll Phils, baby.
What do you want to say to the city of Philadelphia about this ride again?
Hey, we love you guys. Thank you for coming out day in and day out, no matter what the weather, no matter who we're playing, no matter the time of the game. We love you guys. We go nowhere without you. Let's go.
You get chills when you're out there?
Yeah. Hey, I feel like it's a dream out there. It feels like a dream out there. This is why we played since we were 3 years old. These moments make up for all the hard times, man. It's what it's about.
If it's a dream, then don't wake up, right?
Don't wake up. I'm still pinching myself. Let's ride, baby.
All right, we are here with Craig Kimbrell. And the thing, when you watch this team, it's everybody. Everybody contributes. How impressive is this team?
I mean, we have from top to bottom. We got what it takes. Starting pitching, our lineup, our bullpen. It feels really good to come in here and get these two games and go down to Atlanta. And, I mean, we all got each other's back, and we're a really close-knit team. We communicate really well. We care about each other, and it's really showing tonight.
And you know what it takes to win a World Series. Does this team have it, that extra special chemistry, whatever it takes?
No, absolutely. We got all the pieces. We gotta show up, focus, and win one game at a time. As cliche as it sounds, and I think good things happen. Try not to do too much, and just trust in what we have in here, and I think we can do it.
How special is this for you? You saw Phillies Braves last year. You saw it. You're gonna live it.
I can't wait. It's gonna be a lot of fun. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your time. Best wishes to you. What can you say about Zach Wheeler and Aaron Nola? What they did in games one and game two?
They're big-time pitchers. They got great stuff, and they've been here before. They know how to calm the nerves. I mean, if you watch them out there, nothing fazes them. Guy on base, guy on second, nothing really fazes them at all. It's such a pleasure to watch them. They're special, special pitchers.
It is a party in here. What have you learned about this team all year and now especially in the playoffs?
It's a brotherhood, man. We all love each other. We all root for each other. We're all on the top step. You know, every single pitch, everyone's locked in. We really love each other. I think that's what really brings a winning team together, and that's what brings a World Series team together.
And I remember you, as you're getting a shower, going into the playoffs, you heard it was like an earthquake here at Citizens Bank Park. Did it live up to the billing?
Loud. It was loud. I mean, it was electric. Bryson Saw hit that grand slam, and man, let me tell you, That is cold, one, and two, I never heard anything like it. I mean, it was special. It was crazy. I mean, I thought the fans were on the field with us. I mean, it was crazy.
That's amazing. And now the Phillies will face the Braves again. You watched it probably last year. Yeah. How special to now be involved in it?
It's gonna be special. It's gonna be a dogfight. They got a good team, man. I mean, arguably the best team in baseball, but we're good.
Woo! Wow.
Yeah, but I mean, the boys are clicking right now. We're playing good baseball. Some of the baseball we played all year, so I really like our chances. I think the fans love our chances, and I think the whole world knows. You know, we're dangerous right now.
You're dangerous. I love it. Great focus. Staying
I
try, through.
Yeah, I try. It burns.
Thank you, Taiwan. Yeah,
thank you.
Appreciate it. Yep. All right, we are here with Zach Wheeler, and Aaron Nola said he watched what you did in Game One. He wanted to follow it up. How special is that combo of you guys?
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's the staff that we have. We just try to compete against each other, you know, do better than the person the night before. And that's what drives the competition and, you know, just try to outdo each other.
How special is it for Aaron? Because, you know, when he left that last regular season start, he said in his mind, maybe that could be my last regular season start in Philly. And yeah. For him to go out and do what he did tonight, how special is that?
It's very special. He's been here a long time, good and bad. So I'm very happy for him. He's awesome.
So you talked about the chills you had walking out. Yeah. When you're sitting back tonight watching it, give us an idea of what that feels like.
It's really cool. You know, I went out there for the anthem. Fireworks are going off all across the stadium. Music's bumping, crowds going nuts. You can't beat it.
So Alec Bohm told me, you know, he thinks this team is better than last year's team. And he said, you guys trust each other even more this year. How have the relationships grown?
Well, I mean, you know, big situations like these, you got to have trust in your teammates. And I think last year definitely helped with everybody. And, you know, we got a couple new guys and they also have postseason experience. So, you just got to lean on each other in big times like these.
So you're from the Atlanta area. It's Phillies Braves again. How neat is that for you?
It's pretty cool, but you know, it's just another game and you can't really worry about where you're at.
How do you keep that mentality that it's just another game? Because they get bigger and bigger.
I don't know. That's what I've always been. You know, just got to stay on a, you know, straight path. Can't get too high, can't get too low. It's got to be the same person.
Are you and Aaron Nola just that cool and chill?
Yeah, we're pretty laid back. So, no, but we got that fire in us when we need to.
Final question for you. You talked about it at spring training. You kept thinking about the end of the World Series. How much do you want another shot going back there?
Of course I want another shot, but, you know, we got to concentrate on the Braves next. They're a tough team.
It's not a big game. I get it. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
John, how much better do you think this year's team is and more equipped and more experienced going in on this run?
Well, I think Dave improved our defense, fielding defense, substantially from last year. I think we're a deeper lineup offensively. I think we have more speed in our lineup than we did a year ago. I think our bullpen's better. And I think we've added, you know, with Walker, we added to a really good pitching staff. So I think we're kind of better in all phases. Frankly, I think our bench is a little better too. So, but that's, you know what, that's the whole idea of competitiveness is you got to get better.
How special is it to see what this team does for the entire city during Red October?
It's really rewarding. I mean, emotionally for me, it's very rewarding to see the fans react to the players and the team this way. To Rob Thompson, I mean, it's great. That's why I like spending time in the stands with the fans. They're great. They give me energy.
Where did you see Bryson Stott's grand slam?
From the booth at our box 35, right behind home plate. Yeah.
Is that one of the loudest you've heard, Citizens Bank Park?
Yeah. You know what, though, I'm not sure I'll ever hear anything quite as loud as Bryce Harper's home run last year. That was. Well, you know, the Penn State seismograph actually picked up the vibrations of the stadium. I mean, it's unbelievable. Oh, mom, so flagrant.